Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am registered to vote.
As a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you. This November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
I will be voting.
Very, very certain that will be?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. First of all, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not good, or poor?
Excellent.
Do you think the overall level of property taxes in Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality or level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Somewhat high, thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, the bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skill training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more for school buildings and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or no on each of the following three bond options. Number one, $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equal to 23.61 cents a year for every 100,000 of home value, but will have some of the school building projects. Will you vote yes or no on that one?
I would have to know more about it.
Okay. Now, the second one is $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every 100,000 of a home value, which will pay more, will pay for many, but not all new school building projects needed. Will you vote yes or no on that one too?
I would have to know more about it.
Okay. Option number three, $750 million bond on a cost of $2.44 per month. I'm sorry?
No, that's my dog. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I apologize about that. Let me start over. $950 million bond on a cost of $2.44 per month and a higher property tax equal to $29.31 a year for every 100,000 of a home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansions needs of the district. Yes or no on that one?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay, no problem. Lastly, on the topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
Excited.
Okay, no problem. Following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
I wish there was a middle of the road there, but there isn't. I'm going to say somewhat disagree.
somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give a reasons as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. School buildings that are 30, 40, 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any other property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. That sounds very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very, somewhat, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the costs of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Very, somewhat, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educator by doing so. It will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for students. Same options.
Not at all.
Thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K through 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay.
Not at all.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Bear with me 2 seconds.
That's okay, no worries. So after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of a home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I think that's asking for an awful lot, so I would vote for no.
Okay, no problem. What is your gender? Do you identify as male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
55 55 to 64.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under? Yes or no?
I have an 18-year-old.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools? Yes or no?
Graduated last year, so no.
No, okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.